I'm Clara McDonnell, and you're listening to the Irish Entrepreneurial Experience. On this podcast, I chat to inspiring entrepreneurs living in Ireland about their business journey, the different experiences they've had, the lessons they've learned, and what's coming up for them next. So I'm self-employed. I work in social media as a content creator, and I work occasionally as an entertainer. This episode was recorded in the pod outside Enterprise House in Carlow. I chatted to Jane Byrne from Studio Dancewear. Jane is a former dance teacher of ballet and modern theatre dance, and she has a beautiful shop in Carlow Town, which dancers travel to from all over Ireland. When did you open up your shop in Carlow?
The business itself started, it'll be September 10 years ago, so 2014. But I worked from home for about 2 years. And then because we had three small children, there were 7, 5 and 2 at that stage. And it was basically going out to dance school. So my children hated me at the time because I was collecting them from school, bringing food in the car with me and driving to a dance school to do fittings. And it was so hard. It was really, really hard. And the mum guilt was off the scale.
And were you doing it completely on your own?
Completely on my own. Still am. But it was just something that I knew, you see, because I was a dance teacher myself, I would order in uniforms for my own students. So I knew that there was a gap in the market. And I know that there are a couple of dance schools or dance shops that are really well known, and every dance teacher in the country will know them because they're around a long time. And that's where I was doing my shopping. I was also importing from the UK. But I knew that I had the expertise because I've been involved in dancing since I was 2.5. So that's a long time. So I was a dance student, I was a dance teacher, then I was a dance mum because my own daughter was 7 when I started the business, but she was 3 when she started ballet. So I knew fittings, and how it came about, how it cemented it in my brain that I needed to do it, was I was in the dressing room, I suppose, when my daughter was going to ballet, and I'd hear other mums and dads talking. Where did you get your dance gear from? How do you know what sizes to get? How do you return? What do you ask for? And I had that knowledge. So I would give them information, I would give them help on that and kind of advise them. So then that kind of built up a rapport and a relationship between me and parents. So they knew that I know what I was talking about. So I suppose then that helped when I decided to go full on into it. And I was able to say to them, I didn't have any stock, but I was able to say to them, listen, if you can prepay, I can then buy the stock and I'll deliver it back to you directly in the dressing room. So that's what they did. That's what happened. I rented a studio up where she goes to ballet, and the teacher was really supportive because she wanted her students in their proper dance gear. And it just went from there. So they prepaid, I hand delivered everything back to them, and that built up the relationship. So I got the money in, bought the stock, and that was it. I had stock in every bedroom in the house. I had it under the stairs. I had it in the boot of the car. I had it everywhere. And I just couldn't have a home like that anymore. So I rented a tiny sales office. It was in a former car showroom. So those little tiny sales offices that are in there,
yeah.
I rented that. That was to store my stock. Within 2 weeks, people heard that I was in there. So I ended up being in there for 3 hours in the morning when the kids were in school and preschool. And it was a walk-in shop. It was so tiny, I could only have one person in at a time. So then 2.5 years after renting that, so that was 4.5 years into it, that building was sold. So panic attack happened because I was told you're going to have to move. And I was actually in the Enterprise House. They were very good to me. They gave me a lot of support. And I was in the Enterprise House for about 6 to 8 weeks until I got my retail unit. And I'm there now 4.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a really fun journey. Obviously, it's had its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. And as well, what I love about it is that I'm still able to be a full-time mum. I'm still doing the primary care for the kids. So I work when they're in school. They come into me in the shop. They walk down to me after secondary school. One is still in primary school, but the two older kids walk down to me on a Friday when they finish school. They come into me. They have seen the business go from the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. They have seen what it takes to build a business. They've seen what it takes for I take in the orders. I have to pick the orders. I have to pack the orders and I have to send them out. My daughter is now 16. So she works with me on occasion. She has done work experience with me, but she knows all about ordering and she is brilliant at sorting out my stockroom and taking in delivery. She is so good. So they've seen what it takes and they've seen me being nominated for awards. They've seen, they've shared in everything that I've done. And I absolutely love that. And I was lucky, I did that with my own parents. Mm-hmm. They had a business. So I was answering phones from about the age of 10. So I suppose I grew up knowing that.
So it's natural.
It's a natural thing for me. And I want our own kids, they've seen the hard work that goes into it. So I'm very lucky.
Did you have any challenges, though, in the first year of having a retail unit?
I absolutely did. And I moved into my retail unit 6 months before COVID hit. So I moved in July 19 and COVID hit then, obviously, in February 2020. But what I found, I took it very, very slowly. I still am taking it very slowly. Yes, I'm in business nearly 10 years. But when I first moved in, I could have decked out the whole thing in all the fanciest, most up-to-date hanging rails and all the rest. I didn't do that. I had a couple of hanging rails from home. I bought a couple of storage units from IKEA. And I did it that way, and I did it really, really slowly until I could pay for anything. I didn't buy anything. So I didn't have any business loans. I didn't have any of that to start with. I still don't, because everything that I was getting in was going straight back into the business to build it up. I suppose I was very lucky that because I had built up a relationship slowly with people, that they followed me as well. So they knew I was working from home, then they knew I was in the sales office, they knew I was in Enterprise House, then they followed me there. And I'm very dogged that I sat on the phone, sat on emails to get other dance schools to know that I was there. And because I had my background in dance, they trusted me. So they allowed me to give them, you know, that they allowed me to work with them and supply their schools. So I'm now supplying about 27 schools nationwide.
And you also have your online shop.
I do. And what I love about having the online shop is that I'll wake up in the morning, there's orders that have come in during the night.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, it takes time and it takes a lot of work to kind of keep that interest going and keep you forefront to people's mind. But I can see every time an order comes in, I can see if they're a first time order or if they're a 12th time order. So I love seeing the first time orders. And I always wrap my orders. You have to kind of put yourself out there and make people think of you, because anybody, you can go online and buy dance gear anywhere, you know, but you want to be the one that they think of first. So I always wrap my orders in tissue paper, like purple tissue paper, and I write a handwritten note to say thank you for their order. Whether it's their first time order, I'll say welcome to Studio Dancewear. If it's their second time order, I'll say thank you. I'll write, you know, a little, sometimes I'll get people saying it's for my daughter's birthday, so I'll write a little happy birthday to them, and I might put a little extra gift in with them. And I have had so many people coming back to me and putting posts on Instagram to say, this is what customer service is about, and this is why I will always buy with Studio Dancewear. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time. Yeah, at my busiest times, sometimes I wonder, why am I doing this? Because it's taking me forever to do all these orders. But it's worth it in the end. Mm. Stick out in people's mind. Make them. It's like when you go to a dance class, always put yourself in the front row so that you learn more and that you're seen. So put yourself in the front row when you're doing customer service as well.
So I have to speak about your awards, your business awards.
The first award I won was... back in 2019, I think it was, with the Carlo Chamber, I won Hidden Gem, which was such a lovely award because I had just moved into my retail unit. And I kind of felt sometimes that I was a bit hidden because I hadn't been out on the high street, or I wasn't out on the street. I was in my home, and then I was in a tiny sales office in the back of a building. So to get that was lovely. That was a real shock as well. That was my first award that I won. And since then, I've been very, very lucky. I have won very recently with the Powerhouse Women in Business. I won Best Customer Service, which is, it was one of those things that really stood out for me because I've put so much effort and time into ensuring that my customers are happy. So to have that recognised, that meant so much to me. It was completely and totally unexpected because I didn't even have anybody with me at the awards. They were at GAA Awards, which were an awful lot more important than a Powerhouse Women in Business Award. But when my name was called out, there was a girl at the table and she said to me that she wished she had her camera out because she said there was no way you were expecting that. So that meant an awful lot to me. And recently then, before Christmas, really lucky that I won a You're the Business Award with Google. So that is something that's huge, you know, to have Google, which is a worldwide brand, to recognise that my business is worth. So there was 21 businesses throughout the country that we won a lovely award. I've just had photos released today that I had an official photo shoot done in the shop, which are gorgeous, and I've always wanted an official photo shoot done. So I've won €1,000 ads credit, I've won mentoring, and we're going to have a day out in Google. And it's just, you know, to have, like, I still look at my business and I think I'm a little small little business, but to have it recognized, there's three businesses in Carlow that won. I've just come from work and I've had people from who drove over from Portlaoise. I've had people from Kildare that came down today, and it's, oh, I had somebody from Clonmel yesterday. Like, it's just, yeah, it's lovely to be able to talk to those people, and they're always so happy. They always love coming in, and that's what I love about having a shop. And it's incredibly hard running a shop at the mm-hmm. moment. But I just love seeing students coming in and the happiness on their face coming in and seeing dancewear mm. because that's their world. And it's not, there's not a whole lot of dance shops around the country. So it's hard. A lot of the selling is done online. So to have people coming in that have maybe bought from me online, but they're now coming in to see what the shop looks like mm-hmm. and to see the excitement when they bring their students with them. It's lovely. I love it.
Jane.
Yes.
I have to tell the listeners. You're okay. Amazing on TikTok.
Oh.
If there's somebody listening to this, a business owner that's shying away from being on camera, mm. what advice would you offer them?
Oh, see, I'm lucky because I've been on stage since I was about 3.
Okay.
So I suppose I would have that confidence. I'd have a confidence standing up in front of an audience. Not necessarily, it's very different to standing in front of a camera on your own.
Yeah.
But if your business, like my business, I feel it's a baby. It's my baby. I've built it from scratch. I've seen it grow. So if you want, nobody is going to go to your business unless they know about it. And I kept saying that to my husband, and he still laughs at me. He said, you have to get out there. You have to be known. Mm. And that's what you have to do. You have to just take a breath. You know, I know it's really hard to get in front of a camera. Stand in front of a mirror. I do this all the time in the car. Like, I'm sure there's people think that I'm absolutely nuts when they see me because I talk all the time in the car. So if I'm thinking of doing a Facebook post or a reel or any of those or TikToks, mm-hmm. I'll talk about it in the car and I'll think about, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And I'll say it over and over and over again. I've gone through this podcast 500 times in the car on my own.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. But you have to kind of just get your confidence up at speaking. Talk to a mirror, talk to a friend, say it to your husband, your wife, who mm. your partner, your child, even if it's a baby, talk to your baby, and because they're not going to know anything, but at least it gets you knowing what you're going to say. Write down cue cards, write down little notes so that you can say it. Do a voiceover, take photos in the shop. This is the tips that you gave me last week as well.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Do photos or videos in the shop and then just do a voiceover so your face isn't on camera. Mm-hmm. It's just your voice. But just enjoy it is the most important thing. And I did not have a clue what TikTok was when I started. I just thought TikTok was all dances. And it was the last thing I wanted to do was get up and dance in front of a camera. I'm fine teaching a class, but I do not put me on a camera dancing. No way. That I leave that to the professionals and leave that to the students who are so much better than I ever was growing up. But I kind of just, you just have to have fun.
Yeah,
you really do. And whatever your business is, like my business, I deal with children a lot coming into the shop. Mm-hmm. So when they come in, I'll get down on my hands and knees. And to me, the parent is secondary, because when I'm fitting shoes on a child, they might be very shy. They might come in and they'll hide behind mum or dad. So I have to get their confidence in me. So I'll get down on my hands and knees and I will talk about anything and everything except what they're there for. Because they have to be at ease. So I'll talk about school. I'll talk about their birthday. I'll talk about their ballet class or their gymnastics class. I'll talk about their dogs, their best friend, anything that will give them confidence to talk back to me. And then we'll sit down. And I might even sit down beside them and have a chat. But so when I'm talking on TikTok, I have to let parents realise that anybody who's watching me, that I can be a bit goofy and I can have a bit of fun. And it's not all seriousness, because sometimes I have my own 3 children. You bring them into a shop for shoes. It's not always the most pleasant experience, because the person maybe there is selling a pair of shoes and that's their primary aim. But it should really, in my opinion, getting the kids at ease so that they'll want to go back. You know, and that to me is really important, that you get the child's confidence in you as well, mm-hmm. that they're not afraid of you, because it can be very daunting, you know, somebody at your feet and at your toes. So the first thing I do when I take a pair of shoes off is I say hello to toes. And it always, without any hesitation, it always gets a giggle from the child. So I always say to them, I always say hello to toes because they're hiding in shoes and they want to come out and say hello. So that's one thing, that's one tip. But just if you are a little bit nervous, get in front of a mirror, talk to yourself in the car, get cue cards, do voiceovers, whatever it takes, and then just gradually build up from there.
Do you have any advice for anybody that wants to set up a business but's nervous?
Yeah, take it slowly and do it your way. That was always my tagline, do it your way.
Yeah.
There's thousands of different ways to do a business. You don't have to go into a business and have everything set up there and then. Take your time. Get into a network of like-minded. Yes, I know, leading us nicely into it.
You're a member of some business networks.
Yes, I am.
And you briefly talked about Powerhouse. You're also in Network Ireland.
I am.
What are the benefits of being in a business network?
I have been... So when I first joined a network, this is going back a few years ago, I never wanted to be part of a network. I didn't think it was right to have like a women's network or a man's network. I just thought people in networks. But I did join a women's network and it was called the Women's Inspire Network. And honestly, without any hesitation, it was such an eye-opener. I have been in tears on that network. Now the network is since gone by the lady who was running it, Samantha Kelly. She's since sold it. So I've left that network and I've joined Powerhouse or the Network Ireland, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. But having a network around you of people, and I find having a network of women, because there are an awful lot of women who are in the same boat and have the same issues. So you might have health issues that are the same. So you can talk about your health issues. And it doesn't have to be all business. You know, we all need support in different areas. And just because you're in business doesn't mean that that's where the support stops. So we have children, we have family, we have health issues, we have business issues that, yes, you might need a sounding board on an idea that you might have, you know, and have a cup of coffee. Meet up once a month, go for a walk with somebody in the network. You know, just little things like that, that it's so important to have somebody there. Yes, you can have your family beside you and behind you and supporting you all that they can. But it's very different when there's somebody on the outside. And I had a coffee the other night with somebody in the Network Ireland. There was two ladies on it, Kate and I think it was Emma was one of the other ladies. And she's new to the group. And then Kate and myself continued the conversation. And it was so casual. But there were things that both of us said that both of us kind of went, oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. So it's a really casual conversation.
Yeah.
But you come up with ideas or you come up with, I never thought of that. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, sometimes it's just to have like somebody outside of your situation.
Exactly.
You know, they're
on the outside and you're so caught up in your own business that it can be very difficult to see what's going on outside. So having somebody on the outside looking in, and Kate is in the same, as in she has a retail business and she's online, but she's very opposite to me in that most of her sales are coming from footfall, whereas most of my sales are coming from website. So we're kind of bouncing off each other as to how we could turn that around for each other. So it's really nice to have somebody on the outside looking in and giving you that kind of support, that kind of ideas, that kind of energy. So yeah, no, definitely join a network as well.
Have you any exciting plans for the rest of the year?
I just want to survive.
Oh no.
That's my plan.
No.
Growing
well, I hope
and
you're going
surviving.
To survive.
So do I. But growing and surviving. But I am finding this year the hardest, I'll be honest.
And why?
Hand on heart. The main problem that I am having is Brexit. And it's causing huge issues. And there's a whole host of reasons for it. The main reason that I'm finding is that years ago, before Brexit happened, we were all told you can either have somebody who's doing all the paperwork for you, or you can trust the couriers and all those businesses, the importers, to do it because they'll have the training. That's not necessarily how it has worked out. For me personally, the couriers, I am fighting every single week for rebates because of import duty is being incorrectly charged. And there's one thing I'm going to say that an awful lot of people don't know, and I didn't actually know this until last January, 12 months. Anything that's manufactured in the UK is not liable for import duties. And that's either for, your eyes tell me that you didn't, you weren't aware of that, but anything manufactured, so that goes for business or private. So if it's manufactured in the UK, there is no import duty liable on that. I didn't know that. And unfortunately, one of my suppliers was using Royal Mail. They don't have the systems set up that they were obliged to have set up.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it was coming in from the UK, on post were taking the information from Royal Mail, I was overcharged by literally thousands on the, you know, a 6 to 8 month time span. And I'm still fighting to get that money back. But I am still fighting on a weekly basis because there's still other couriers. I've changed now. They're not using Royal Mail anymore. They're using a different courier company. But I'm still sending emails on a weekly basis. Is there any update on this rebate? Is there any update on this refund? Can you please reassess this import, this invoice coming in? And the problem is, if I need the stock, I pay it because that's the easiest. Otherwise, it'll take 6 weeks for it to be reassessed. And I don't have 6 weeks to wait for something to come into me. So you pay it and then you have to fight the fight. So it's really hard. So I'm constantly looking to see if I can go to mainland Europe. But the problem with dancewear in particular, a lot of the manufacturers are UK based. So it's just very hard. I'm currently working now with a new supplier in Germany that I'm actually getting items manufactured. So we're just in the process of, we've had a couple of meetings. So it's just really, 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 that is the one thing that I'm finding really hard. Obviously we have, you know, supply, like electricity supply and all that is so expensive.
Yeah.
I got an ESB bill or an electricity bill the other day. I nearly fell off the seat because I'm only in work for 4.5 hours a day. I don't have an awful lot of lighting. I don't have spotlighting or anything, but I'm looking at this bill going, how is it that expensive? But these are things that you just have to.
And are there any relief schemes or anything like that for companies at the moment?
There are, but it's sometimes it's, you know, there's so much paperwork and there's so much, it's can be difficult to get in on that. It's difficult to know where to start. And I'm working on my, I'm literally on my own. I do the stock, I do the deliveries, I do, I'm in the shop, I'm the accountant, I'm all of that for the business. So it's very hard to kind of know where to turn. It's knowing. And I know I've spoken to a girl in the local enterprise who we're hopefully going to start working a little bit closer and get mentors, because that's something that I need, is mentorship. So I'm going to look at the, you know, the Network Ireland mentorship as well. That's the other thing, that joining a group, you get mentors. And that can be invaluable because they're looking at it very cold-faced, and they can give you very straight. And that's what I want, is I just want straight down the line. What to, do I need to do? What do I not need to do? But there are schemes that you can get involved in, but it's just knowing that, because they're kind of be hidden a little bit, and knowing where to turn and where to start can be a tough one for a small business especially. So there you go.
Well, we'll have to end it on a positive. Yes. So Jane, this year, more awards?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to think it's only February, so who knows what's coming up. Definitely, but I'm really looking forward to now working with Google. That is, yes, that is a big deal, and I'm really looking forward to getting up to Google headquarters and meeting all the other, the 20 businesses, the other 20 businesses that have won, and seeing what we can do, you know, going maybe the Powerhouse, maybe the Network Ireland, you know, get involved. That's the other thing that I would say to anybody who's in business, put yourself out there for an award.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't sit back. You have to put yourself forward. You have to, and it's very difficult, and I understand that. Mm. And I have friends who are in business and they would never get on camera. They'd never put themselves forward. But then they turn around to me and they say, oh, you're great for doing this. And it's like, yes, but you can do it too.
Yeah.
Just take that step.
Networking can be hard,
yeah.
Let alone joining a network.
Absolutely.
Like if you're going to an event.
Yeah.
It's most really of the time hard. I just sit with somebody I know.
That's the thing, that even last year when I went to the Powerhouse and I was on my own because my two kids who were meant to be with me were at GAA Awards and my husband had to go with them. So I was there and I was thinking, I'm going into this on my own. And I had I had put myself forward for an award in the powerhouse because that's how it works. But, and I was walking in, I was like, oh, I don't know anybody here. And I was thinking, oh, I hate those situations. I can talk dance, I can talk what I'm doing, as you can hear, no problem. But put me in a room where there's a load of people that I don't know, and I feel like a complete and total utter fish out of water. And I hate it. But I had to take that breath. And there was, luckily, I had put it up in one of the groups, is anybody going tomorrow night? And luckily, people kind of said, yeah, we'll be there, you can sit with us. But I ended up sitting at a table that I knew nobody at. But we had the best crack. Mm-hmm. We really did. And it was not down to me starting conversations. They were starting the conversation, I was joining in. But it is really hard sometimes. But it's, if you just take a breath, count to 10, and just say what your name is, where you work, what your business is, and just ask that question. You know, if you're talking about what your name is and what your business is, then put that back to them. What's your name? What's your business? Yeah. And just get that conversation going that way. But it can be, networking is one of the hardest things to do if you're not one of those people who is really confident going in and talking in a room full of strangers.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Well, you wouldn't know. Jane, thank you so much for coming in.
Not at all, thank Dara. You. It's an absolute pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation. And if you're a dancer or you have a dancer in your life, I'm sure you would love the products that she stocks. You don't need to travel to Carlow. I'm living in Carlow and it's great. As much as I'd like you to see Carlow, you don't need to travel. You can buy from the website, which is studiodanceware.ie. Make sure to follow this podcast so you're notified about upcoming episodes. And I have to say, thanks a million for listening.